you.
He said you knew more about this stuff than he did. And we just start out. And asked him what he got on the phone.
What are you going to call him?
Well, I think it's just a little bit early. I don't think it opened up.
10 minutes to eat, yeah.
We can, they don't, if we had an olive place.
Well, that olive place is 10 miles from Gainesville. I haven't been to it. South sticker plate that we're going out towards High Springs.
Oh?
Sure, that thing 10 miles from Gainesville. Turn off right there, the right,
up
right by the sticker plate, going out that way, going towards High Springs.
Up there towards that Electra, that's not far from Electra.
Mm-hmm. Right, on the other side of Electra, I'll be there. 10 miles from there. I done been out there.
Yeah.
I think I could get something there for that fly.
Yeah.
It wasn't the right thing, I ain't been there since. I had to go to Newberry to get a part for what now? Something that I went there to get a gift for that crop. That man told me to do. I thought I was gonna bring it back. It broke.
Yeah.
I ain't been back. Well, I know it's gonna break.
Oh?
Yeah, I know. I told him it's gonna break.
A new part?
Yeah, brand new part. I pulled. I think I paid $2 something for it. So on that night, it broke.
What? That's
I knew that thing gonna break.
Well,
so a piece coming out from that tower, that piece go up the hole, that tower, the hole is open, keep going too deep in the ground.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's where I got that chain at.
Yeah.
I put it, man. I tightened up that thing, I said it broke right there. See, I know that tight gun break that thing.
You know, that handle kept dropping down, you see that part broken.
Yeah.
You know,
you got to fix things right, you know, for that traffic pull weight against that thing. It's only going to break them.
You know, I for this stuff we're planting, you don't need to cut it that deep, 4 or 5 inches at most.
Yeah, but you got to keep that stuff in the ground. Don't need to come out.
Where
you
it's
don't
dry.
If that moose grass will pull that thing out that ground. You're going to keep it down in there.
Yeah.
Shoot. You go out there skimming the ground, you ain't getting nowhere. You got to get out in that ground. Keep that stuff going in the ground that deep. No. It turned it over. It ain't playing with it.
Yeah.
That's right. It turned it over.
Well, maybe what that old grass needs is...
It's turned over, no joke.
Turned over.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to wait too late to get hot, because I don't want to wait to get hot. I don't get on hot. That's when I come. I could have been down here sleeping. My people been up there since 5 o'clock. Waiting on me? Oh, yeah?
No, I ain't been waiting on you. We've been waiting.
Trying to get the place open.
Yeah, I
say 9 o'clock the best of them people. Them people don't get up early. I say that 9 o'clock the best of them people.
You know,
it's
a fair place sometimes,
mm-hmm.
Doesn't
it? And I say 9 o'clock, the best thing people open up. I didn't see a sign, I don't get through it.
Well, that's it.
That's right.
That's it.
It's 9 o'clock when I'm busy. I got to go out and you know, on the most part, turn something for my cousin, yeah. Yeah, that problem don't for my cousin. He told me I'm going to come out and turn something for him. He didn't even need it, nigga, I didn't want him. He come there Sunday, and he said, I'm going to turn something down here, and then I'll come on out there.
Well, that's what happens, you see. I had we was cutting silage up here.
Mm-hmm.
Bill Davis, Guy Miles. I want to, Burnett Patterson wants to ask you about a little part.
What place you calling it? What place you calling it?
That is the Rush tractor. That's the Alex Chalmers place.
Hello.
In Cali.
Oh. Do you know that piece with holes, them coasters in the front of the plow? Hold the coaster in the front of the plow. Yeah. I got an olive oil plow. That's right. I ain't talking about the punts. I'm talking about that piece with holes of coaster on that little round knuckle fits up on that shell. Well, I have the plow. Thank you, that's the same. I have the punch, but I thought you had that piece with holding in front of the plow that got a coast on it, see? Thanks. I thought Blake Ross. I feel like I saved.
Praise the
Lake Cross. That's where I'm outside of Dean.
Oh, over at Lake Cross?
Mm-hmm. That's 10 miles outside of Dean. I haven't been up there.
You wouldn't have any parts down there for olive flour,
you wouldn't. It would be good for that channel, get that channel part, but you can't get olive flour for that stuff. She had punch, but I bought 2 punch yesterday, man.
They don't carry the points. Mm-hmm. They don't carry those little collars.
Mm-mm. We're having that to do without, too.
You haven't got a, you can't, there ain't anything you could rig up to put in there.
Let me see, I have to get a nail from me anyway. I don't know where a nail to hold on that stuff. If I had a, I have to take some mild small nail to go around and make a cramp. Cause I was out of thought, but I'd have got a exhaust pipe cramp. So you could put it around there, slip it up on that plate.
Yeah.
Right behind it.
Yeah.
And tighten it on here. But I thought about it. I got one in there, boy.
You got plenty of exhaust pipe.
I had some of them up in the back of my car. Boy, let me grab you. I had some. I thought about that thing.
Yeah.
What I'm
going
to do.
I got this wire here. I need.
You stole our dough and did that one.
It's right there. If I left it there and grasped my wife and wrap up my door. I was thinking that there's that Alice Chalmers place out there on the Archer.
Yeah, I think that's a
good place. I just wonder. I don't have that number on me. I'm gonna have to look that up. That's Robert. Roberts.
Hey, Roberts.
It just take minutes, you know.
Okay.
What'd you find out there? You can't.
Oh, he ain't found nothing. He's trying to find something. He's trying to see. He's found a piece out there. I had to put a nail in that thing, keep that thing, hold that thing up. She's had a nail go up on the bottom. They keep from lost. And the nail dropped out the oven because the whole thing dropped off. When the nut on slag and you got to be backing up and it dropped out.
Got that hole there.
Yeah, the hole is one of that thing to hold that thing on there. And the nail dropped out there and the whole thing dropped off. I was looking to find that thing. I had a big ball of dirt and I went around and plowed again. There was it laying out there under the dirt. I lost two. And the other time.
Well, that's the trouble with plowing. You plow over them.
That's right.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You can't find that thing once that just drops down in there, you know.
No, can't. It's in the dirt. She can't find that thing.
It got me that little piece you put on the back there.
Mm-hmm.
You had him make that?
Yeah, I made that little clamp, but you see where that thing broke at?
Yeah, that was that
shaft. Yeah, go for that shaft. Well, see, that stuff ain't no good old cat. I mean,
no!
When you pull through with them tractors, where that tractor shoot, that thing pull up broke. I told that man gonna break.
Man, well, you destroyed fine.
I told that man gonna break. See, you have to hold that thing up to keep it going too deep. See?
Yeah.
You let it down the top, it'd be running that day. You don't want the plow to run right up on the point, you want to run level.
Uh huh.
Make it dirt turn level. But so you be gutting your tractor and all. One head that right with the heel run at that wheel, run that back down the ground. Well, see, you got leaves up there to let it in the ground as deep as you want, or take it out the ground if you want. That's it, that's it.
Uh huh. And that,
Well, we still seeking to get that piece though.
All right.
Yeah, we still seeking to get that clamp and put that coaster back on there. We still trying to find out if they got it.
And you don't think of any way you can rig it up.
Without it, no, I don't believe it.
Exhaust clamp, there's plenty of them, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And they're pretty sturdy. Because they got...
They're not as thick as that other clamp, though.
No, but they take a heat, you see.
They take a heat all right.
And they take all that vibration. Of course, it's not as much...
Is that other piece on there?
Uh-huh.
I got one on the way, small, tiny, but small as that, I know.
Well, yeah.
We can get a hold of one of those. You got that one?
Right. You want to call him while you're in here?
We can.
Okay, I'll give you the number.
Okay.
It's 376.
Three.
You gotta get your one first.
Okay. All right.
376.
Three. Three.
Uh huh.
Six.
376.
Seven. Then seven. A six.
Yeah.
4-5.
4-5.
5-6.
Yeah. 6.
6.
Yeah. 6 on that.
Somebody on it.
You got a dollar at 1.
Dollar 1?
Yeah, I could probably have dialed again there sometimes. Okay. Better hang it up there.
I done the wrong again.
All right.
My job
is. Yeah. Yeah, that's a long one. What
was
that?
3-7-3. Yeah.
4-5-0-6.
Good shot.
That's 4-5. Was that 0-6? Well, they put so many numbers on them these days. There you go. My number here is 591-1512. Yeah, I think it's gonna ring.
You're pretty complicated.
Sure, yeah.
Hello.
How you do? Oh, you knew what it's up? Knew what it's up? I know your voice. This is Brandon. You know, I was up there yesterday. That's right. I got them days mixed up. You know, the holiday, but I went yesterday, though. You know that piece hanging on the coasters? You know that shaft running out on them coasters? Do y'all have that little clamp hold? Huh? Swinging coasters. But they got the shaft on them. Do you have that little car that would hold that coaster up? Yeah. That's right. Well, I was going to send a fella with Mike come out there and bring the coaster and let you see it. And you may be lucky enough to find something. Mine dropped off yesterday in the field and I lost it. Uh-huh. Okay, I hope you will. Well, bye. You know who I was. I had to check a little bit, didn't I? I looked at this before yesterday. I thought you might bring that piece with him and find something to fit it. Show him how it works. It goes up on the clamp, and it goes up on that shaft, and then when the hook right, it tightens up.
Yeah.
So it keeps them doing like that. Got two ends on each side of it. It can't move.
Two of those.
Look, give me just a little bit of thing for you what you're looking at. I don't want to see
Burnett, we have had one hell of a time. Sit down there and drink your water, and I'll tell you about it.
Yeah, I'd run out of the store. When I get through, see? That's a son of a gun out on. That's the hardest ground I ever seen.
Well?
Cut down that sucker off. I got that sucker laying up out on the point every now and then. That's a son of a gun. That done bottom of that done pond?
Yeah.
That plot go in the ground about that deep.
Yeah.
hot and take a done but look to push up that dog.
Good. Well, just skip.
He ain't skipping. I'm plying on. I done plying. He ain't skipping nothing. I'm going clean over there where you mowed actually. I'll get through the scene. That sucker hit that tight grass. He pulled up a chunk of grass that this morning. I got such a good God, it be half big as this table look like. I done moved the grass, get up on it by that thick a hump, look like that, just flop it over.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's a tight pulling. You tried to mic was pull out there. His mic.
Well,
his mic pull out there. It do it was, it couldn't pull that bomb fly as deep as I'm pulling it now.
No, I
know it'd be spinning on the ground, because that sucker that's spinning itself, big and heavy as it is.
Yeah.
And you know what it, and that plow going, I got that sucker grinding the ground and kind of tipped on the point. And I got that back and pushed all the way to the back. If them new points, I wouldn't even done nothing out there. Just had to quit plying and try to ply, because you wouldn't even done nothing at the new points out there.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But let me tell you, this fella, he was going in there to get that part.
He did.
He was.
Mm-hmm.
He gonna take my that starter off the Ford
mm-hmm.
and leave it in there because it's been slipping. It's been
What, it needs a bend it on?
Yeah.
Mm.
More
what
likely.
You got it off now?
And well, he took it with him. And this fella comes.
Yeah, Chevrolet truck.
Yeah.
I saw him. He come.
He home. Come at the right time. He come out here. He gonna adjust that mower.
Mm.
It's an old Watt mower.
Going too deep.
Huh?
Going too deep.
And I bought it from him,
mm-hmm.
and he come out here to make it work, you see.
Then fix it, then.
Well, it's a damn good thing he come.
Then fix it.
Because I couldn't have done all that adjusting.
Shoot, I wouldn't try. I wouldn't try.
He working out there an hour, and he knows how.
That's right.
And I don't know two bits worth about the thing.
Well, if I don't know nothing, I don't know nothing about nothing. That's what I am. I don't get involved with it. If I don't know about it, what I know that. But if I don't know nothing about it, I won't monk with it. Come on, help me. You know, I said, I don't know nothing about it. I must have been looked. Yo, come on, help me. I said, no, I ain't going to miss it. If
well,
I
you
know
a fella can get in trouble, can't he?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. Go tell something he don't know nothing about.
And then
that's
you
right.
Can, yeah.
That's
then you
right.
Can't get it working
then
again.
Then you can't get it working. If you don't know nothing about it, then I'm going to look at the other fella. I don't know it all. I know something. Like my boy. You know something? All day, I don't know. I know something, but I don't know it all. I ain't supposed to know it all.
Well, you know, he got more sense than I thought he had.
I know he did. I know he thought I had no sense.
Let me tell you about that.
Uh-huh.
It takes a pretty smart man to know when he don't know.
Darn right he did.
Now, I'll tell you something.
Mm.
You know the fella that used to run this Shell station up here?
Mm-hmm.
He's one of the nicest fellas around, wasn't he?
Mm-hmm.
His name was Miller.
Why he quit?
Why he quit?
Mm-hmm.
Well... He got too much.
Go ahead, so. Go ahead, so. Well, how come the other fella up there? You up there.
He
doing fine.
Yeah, so far.
So far. Ain't nobody put up with the good Lord. Everybody make a mistake. Ain't nobody put up with the good Lord.
Yeah. You think Miller made a mistake?
I don't know. I ain't gonna say that. Let somebody say that.
I ain't gonna
say Brad made Bill said Miller made it. No, I ain't know Miller made it. That's Miller's made mistake.
Well, I tell you what he did.
Huh.
He got too much on his books.
Yeah, I say credit out so much.
Yeah.
I get credit up there.
But you pay.
Nah, I ain't told.
But the other
I don't have no trouble about that.
Yeah.
I done got them wings on my feet. Yesterday, I told you, I ain't paid for them. I could have paid for them when I come up there. Shot up when I come on the other day, holiday, yesterday. I could have paid for him.
Yeah.
Paid for him. I said, you know when I called him up, I said, you know who it is? No. I said, you know who I was the day before yesterday. He said, I said, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I could have paid for him.
Yeah, he remembered you.
That's right. I could have paid for him. I done bought too much stuff there. I bet I done bought over $200 of stuff there.
Mm-hmm. God
different times, yeah. Buying a little bit of this and a little bit of $2, $3, and muffles, and veil cover. Oh, I don't know what all I done bought from that. See, counts up.
Yeah, boy.
Spend $20 there one time so quick, make your head hurt it one time. That's right, right out the box.
Is that your sort of headquarters up there?
Yeah, that's the only way I deal them people up there.
Well, he's a nice fella, ain't he?
Just as nice as he can be. So far, I don't know, he might get nasty, but he got to make me know it. If he do, I won't get nothing more from him.
Well,
can't use my money, so I go somewhere else and spend it.
Well, I mean, he seems to know right smart, and then he's accommodating.
That's right. Everybody in that shop, the head man know me.
Oh, yeah.
There's two of them in there. Because the brother that went down there was dying.
You know that?
I've been there a long time. I'm just waiting for their father. He'll live. long years ago.
Yeah.
Before I went to CC camp.
You know, that father, he died since I come down here.
That's right. Sure did. Cause he used to go up and down the road.
But
sure.
I didn't know him.
Yo, everybody got their way. He had his way. Everybody got their way. I got my way. You got your way. Everybody, people is born on a certain time of moon. And everybody be moonified sometimes. Act mad sometimes. Everybody don't be right. A girl to himself, Mr. Pat, were you mad sometimes? I said, yeah, I was mad at this time. You don't know it, though.
Oh, really?
You don't know it. So when you mad, I said, yeah, I was mad. Why are you mad? I said, because you made me mad. That's why I got mad. Everybody born a certain time of moon. That's how come that is.
Yeah.
All three of us, you know, different.
Yeah.
That's right. And come a time, we just all right. It come a time, you not all right. Sometimes say, your wife make you mad. It don't be that. It's where you're born. That's where that goes.
Well, I know.
A lot of people take it out on the wife. It don't be your wife. Your wife made you mad that morning. You come out there on the job, sister, it, nothing can't suit you. You understand that?
Yeah.
Nothing can't suit you. It don't be that.
You're
born on a certain time of, they put it on the wife. Don't be wise to be yourself.
Yeah.
That's what that do.
And you just wish you were somewhere else.
That's true. That's true. A lot of people be that way.
Oh, it's
that's true. Everybody be that way. Sometimes you meet up with a person like today, like I said yesterday, my word makes it come true. I try to be like that every day.
Yeah.
But you can't be like that every day because you're born that way.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that thing.
Yeah.
Where God make it, that's where you make it. We didn't make ourselves. That's true. We didn't make ourselves.
Oh man, that's something. It's bad enough to have to work, and then when you got to work and you don't want to be there,
and you get cross, at this certain day, time of year, anybody get cross.
How long does it last?
It won't last so long. Everybody get out of it. It don't last so long. I say probably the day, next day you're all right.
Yeah.
You know what that?
You kind of work it off.
That's what I'm talking about. It go off. You don't be that way all the time. You know anybody. So-and-so ain't like it was yesterday. You notice that?
No.
You notice that? So-and-so ain't like it was yesterday.
Yeah.
After a while, you be along with it. Well, you just figure that. Everybody have a day.
Yeah.
I don't care who you is, where you come, what color you is. Don't make no way. Everybody be that way.
Yeah.
That's right. You watching them from now and then on out. Don't push on somebody, something that.
Yeah.
I try to be right, but you can't be right because God made you that. Because God, if you didn't make ourselves.
Yeah.
That's right. Don't be looking at Baba. You tell you about it. I don't know it all, but what I know that.
Well,
that's
now,
where I go.
Well, now, you see, that's what happened to Miller.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you.
Make my word come back true. Go ahead and talk.
I'll tell you what happened to Miller.
Uh-huh.
He got so he'd work on things, big jobs, that he couldn't handle.
Overload.
And that killed him.
Overload.
He'd take a car, you see, that he didn't know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember one time there was a fella here I bought some cows from, and he stayed here a month or so, and he had a big old Cadillac car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether you remember him or not. It's been way back.
Mm-hmm.
He's over there one day, and he had a little noise in the motor.
Mm-hmm.
And Miller noticed it. He says, "You got a little noise in your motor."
Mm-hmm.
Says, "I'd be glad to take it out for you." Why, hell fire. Yeah, Miller got over that Cadillac, it had two noises in it.
Yeah, three or four of them. Because the car got a little noise, you got to know what you're doing. Now, you people say that tractor rally. I got them bales wide open.
Yeah.
Where they won't burn.
Yeah.
I can jiggle 50 cent up under them bales.
Oh.
That's right.
You,
Yeah, jiggle 50 cent up under
them
bales.
Like that.
Yeah. You tie them on there close. It won't last 2-3 weeks. They'll burn them out.
The what?
That's right. Well, Mr. You know Mr. White up there in the game? He put those valves in for me.
Oh, the valves in the
tractor
motor.
Head.
Yeah,
and
that
the
tractor.
Head. Them bad wires shove a 50 cent up under the valve.
Yeah, and they'll make
a la 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 la. They rally. You hear them rally till they all get up there?
Yeah.
They say, la 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 la. And you foot cramp in the morning? Go like, something knocking. I said, ain't that knock. Ain't that knocking in that motor. I put it up.
Well, you set those up
I
there.
I set them
that?
Like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I set them like that. Oh, it's been running like that about 5 or 6 months. It's like it is now. My boy told me a while ago, he said, "Daddy sounds like it's missing." I said, "Well, it might be missing a little bit." I said, "One of them bales are open and the other one." Because that front bale, I know it was open. Because when I took that head on kid back, Mr. White, it wasn't right. And I just put them down, tighten them down, didn't chuckle no more. Check them the first time. I ain't check them last time. I just put them on and run, see?
Yeah.
I ain't check them last time. Just tighten them down. Put the veil cover on there and cranked it up and run ever since.
You know, some people go through one of those gauges
mm-hmm.
and they set
those
things.
We got one.
But you
got a gauge.
You don't use that.
I won't study about that gauge. Yeah. Make my motor run quiet. I said, well, I don't care about mine rather. I bet your mine run good, run as long as you're rather. After a while, you're going to have to be buying bad because you got them tied down there so tight.
Because
that sucker sugar I'm burning out. Man White put decent valves in mine with the burning them big diesel on that highway.
Yeah.
Them valve guys, you know them valve guys?
Yeah.
He put them things in mine.
Oh.
So it cost a dollar and a half a piece. I bought, let me see, four of them. Yeah, I bought four of them. Put all the new valves in them. I said, don't leave no old one out because I'll be with him. I said, don't put no old one, put all them stuff new in it, because I don't want no missing. When I go in the feed for plow, I want to wait.
Yeah.
I have to, because I want to hit the wait. He waked too.
Yeah.
Don't fall back. I done that big grass that this morning. I scared myself. Good God, look behind something, turn on. I see that sucker tighten up, and I'm sucking with the spin. I said, good darn, that darn grass, that mood of grass is that sucker about that slick in that ground. Got that much of hope down under there.
Yeah.
And that sucker flipped it over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, what'd you say about Miller now?
That's right.
What'd you say about Miller?
he didn't know when he didn't know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he wouldn't admit it.
Was he done wrong?
Well, he done it wrong.
Well, what do you want to mess with it? Then you know it's running. What do you want to mess with it?
Yeah.
What do you want to mess with it? It's already running. You hear a little noise. You hear a little noise. Fan belt light of squeak. When you raise them, rev that motor up, the fan belt light of squeak, squeak when you rev that motor up.
But now he's accommodating, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's accommodating. I ain't got nothing. Never got nothing more credit myself.
And old, the fella up there now is accommodating.
I credit from him. I paid him up last week. And back then I got, I put some Quaker State, not Quaker State. What that stuff good for all, none of two. What that dumb stuff.
What, add to your oil?
It hits your rings. I can't call it
STP?
STP. I put a can in, I got a can in, I charged that. I would have $8, I paid him $8. You don't never say nothing to me, but when I go there, I pay him up. That's right. You never say nothing to me, but I want you to pay him. He never say nothing to me.
Never has to.
He never say nothing to me.
Jump you.
I say, if I owe you, don't you send me no nothing. I tell everybody, don't send me nothing, because I'm going to pay you if I live.
And you
don't, my people going to pay you if I die.
And you don't need to be reminded, because you know
them. That's right. No, you got to be reminding me, because I'm going to pay you if I live. I owe you that.
Yeah.
I have owed $65 for gasoline myself, for my car and my tractor.
Yeah.
I paid it. Yeah, $65, I paid it.
Yeah. What I'm gonna tell you now, that fella, he's a good mechanic.
Mm-hmm. You mean up there now?
They come out here.
Oh, the other guy.
Yeah.
Where you from?
He's from that Alabama place.
Ocala.
Yeah. And he's going to look around, see if he can't
find
you
that.
You
showed him what you wanted, didn't you?
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
good.
I took that. You know
that's
that,
good.
That
yeah,
shaft.
Yeah, that's good. If he can find, I hope he will. Before I leave,
he said.
I hope he will.
He said they might have some.
They got.
Side.
I know they got some side to fit there, cause they got all kind. It might. It ain't got to be the same kind of.
That's right.
Thing.
Just
the one to fit that. I don't care what kind of ply it is.
Yeah.
It ain't got to be the same all the thing. It can be another kind. You know, another kind. This sort of got the clamp to fit there. That's all. That's
you
mean.
Don't care whether.
Of course
the same
no, I don't care.
Not.
This sort of way. That's all. That's all.
Well, now he gonna check my starter.
And
he gonna get this old.
I build my starter, my train.
He gonna get this old thing working. Where are you gonna eat dinner?
I'm going down to the store. I have to get some gas stuff. My boy, down there told me to come down. I'm going down to the store. I'm gonna get some gas.
Yeah,
about 6 minutes to 12.
You just gonna fill it up down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, I'll fill it up down there. I filled up yesterday. I don't. I ain't able to check it. You don't burn that much of gas.
Well, you know, my trouble is I get it in these little 5 gallon cans, and it'd be a whole lot better if I had.
I got the 50 gallon drum up there. I bought a 50 gallon drum. I never knew the gas. I had some gas, and my boy grandma. I said, son, the gas getting mighty low in this can around here. Y'all watching my leave parts. I ain't putting no more in there. I buy 10, 15 gallons at the time. Didn't use I said, I can't buy gas like that, young know, burn it. Somebody's burning it. I put me a lock on it. That's when I go to the back and do it again. I got a 50-gallon drum. I put that thing out there in the bushes out there away from the house. Or like
yeah.
You after know, a while, I see the can you was doing that. Y'all moving my, everybody burning my for gas, and anybody, I put a donation up there. I don't mind put a donation up to help me buy
yeah.
50 gallons. I can buy 50 gallons of fuel for $10. I know done better one, but put that
yeah.
The car won't run no more. We put that fuel in there.
No,
uh-huh.
You know that's no story, isn't it? Buying a drum of gas and
yeah,
so everybody backs up there.
That's what I know. Everybody's a dump, and they get nothing. Everything I seen a hole was going. And I said,
yeah.
I sat down in the chair one day. I ate the real thing.
Whatever.
What
you gonna eat down there, Bernie?
Cold cuts.
I got a cold cut. Yeah,
yeah.
You want it?
I'll wait till I come. But I mean, we can beat on meat though. We can beat soda water and cold. That's all I want to eat. When I'm working, I don't eat too much. Get
well,
too fat.
I haven't gotten a soda water, but
I'm going to the store. That's all right.
I got a cold cut. Yeah.
That's all right. I'm going to the store. What's going on in the store? My boy going down there. We're going to eat down there.
Oh, you're going down
yeah,
there?
Yeah, going to the store. Yeah, he wants to go. And I got my jug. I'm going to get some cold water down there. But I'm trying to get through around 4, 5 o'clock.
Yeah.
Right there.
Well, now, let me tell you, you plying this thing, that plying not going to help me.
Hmm? What can I hit
I gotta have it leveled off. Where
you
want
to level? You got a level off here?
Have I?
Mm-hmm.
Not like you got.
They can do that too. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, I didn't figure. I didn't.
That ain't no problem.
I didn't figure it was gonna have to be so. I didn't realize it was gonna be this
rough.
Rough.
Yeah, it's gonna be rough when you turn that motor grass up. You know it's gonna be rough.
Yeah. Well, now what?
You turn that motor grass, it sure gotta be rough.
Well, what can you do with your...
A little off here. What, you gonna plant first, and I'll come behind you and cut it?
No, I'm gonna put that out of the clover there.
That's right.
And you don't cut that in, just sow it on.
Oh.
Just as long as the ground's fresh work.
Yeah, it'd take over. Be good if the rain come behind you.
Oh, that'd be the best thing in the world.
Yeah. Well, we can get the little off here, I have to bring it up here, and cut it then.
All right. But now you don't want to cut it. I mean, you know.
Cut it in and out. That's kind of how I got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well.
A little up behind. Now, it ain't got cut like that. Like that bushing bar, my God. It just leveled off. It's level. It ain't got. It's leveled up, but it ain't got. It didn't make it like kind of like a yard. It's just right to do that now.
Yeah.
But it ain't got to go down there deep and kind of cut like that.
Oh,
flower.
No.
But it'll level that ground off.
No, if you go down there deep, you're just going to turn that Bermuda
right.
up.
See, it's going to level it off. That's
yeah.
what it's going to do. It'll go in the ground about that deep stuff.
And take out some of them ditches you see.
That's right.
Where
yeah.
from?
Well, the only ditch you got there is where I pull it in some the best I could.
Yeah.
Where you cut out your lane, you know.
Yeah, you can't keep them ditching a little bit.
No, we can't. Not. If you're going to ply it, trying to ply it up. You can.
But you can, with your hair, you can
level
you
it up.
You can level
make
it up.
Make 2 feet and then level it up.
Yeah.
Well,
just as soon as you level it up, I'm ready to put the seed there.
Okay. Well, I have to go down, my hair around at the Mac and says I have to go down there and get it. I take my trailer right here and go down there and get it.
You know, I wish I had...
You ain't got none either.
Let me tell you, Burnett.
Mm.
You know, I get along with as little equipment as anybody, considering how much place I got here.
That's good.
You know, I haven't got one darn thing to haul in.
You ain't got no trailer?
I haven't got nothing.
How you see my trailer? I pull behind my trailer.
Yes.
I had to make me one. The fire burn all the wheels off and all the rain up, but I went back and made me another trailer. I just have to have me something. Because we had to haul trash off one thing or another and a little hauling line there, haul
That fire got you, didn't it?
Miss it, burned my car, tires and all up. Tie off that tractor out there, too.
Oh, on the tractor?
Everything I had on my back. Some said, how can they burn the bus? I said, I couldn't burn the bus. The bus was out there in the magnolia tree. I said, if it had been closed in the house, they'd have burned up too. I said, they got insurance on it too. I said, we got plenty of insurance on that.
Oh, yeah, they keep insurance on it.
Oh, me too. I got insurance at the house. I got insurance on my hip flashes.
Oh, you do?
I sure will. Something hurt me if I need to go to the hospital. I got insurance on that thing.
Is
that
right?
I got it on my boy, my baby boy, all of us. Except for myself, me and my baby boy, I got it on me and him. But I ain't got it on them other grown children. I dumped them. Let them tote their own load.
Yeah.
They grown, they took their own level.
You gotta have insurance now.
Yeah, I got insurance on the whole level.
How much your automobile insurance cost you?
$150, that's what I got on it.
That's awful, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Sure is awful. But somebody can run it if they wanna. Yeah. I know something on you. Okay. If I get that car out there, I'm going to take it off that shield and put it on that nut there.
Huh?
When I get that car out there, and take it off and put it on that car out there.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. Now, let me see, I have to go right on and get that hair. You don't have no hair or nothing like that. I'm just to tomorrow, what tomorrow? I didn't mean anything. Yesterday, Tuesday, tomorrow, Thursday. It'll take about a day, It will take, I'm going to take about half a day. I'll say a day. Cut that. I'll give myself a day, and I don't ever get over. I always take a little bit of them. Even trying to finish up this afternoon. You know. I'm trying to go down in the afternoon and get it.
Yeah.
And bring it back to the field. I know that that song on the park. That's a song. I didn't get that much trailer. I kid it down, man.
All right, you want me to go help you? Your boy can help you?
Me and my boy are going to get it. Because I take that tractor and pull it up on it.
Yeah.
I was around there and got a bushing bar. Nobody but me. I dug a hole and dropped that stuff in the ground and stood that, took that track and pulled that sucker through them, pushed it over there and took that track and drug it up on the trailer. And I couldn't pick the tongue up. I went and borrowed the latest bumper jack and picked the trailer to where I could fade up. That's all. Threw that pin down through that gun going up on the trailer. I got it. Well, I'll be back that way.
All right.
About 1 minute to put it on now.
All right.
So, I hope that man find that thing.
Oh, yeah. Yes, sir.
You're my friend.
I ain't gonna be no way but that away.
Let me tell you.
All right, Tim.
I have been so tired for the last week or two, I can hardly sit up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm wore completely out. Mm-hmm. This goddamn desk work has worn me out.
Mm-hmm.
I can't stand chewing.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing against them.
I the same thing I say this morning. We would be this way tomorrow, and next week we'll have this cross. I just, my word come out true.
Mm-hmm.
I told you that this morning, didn't I?
Yeah.
He is telling you that.
Anytime I tell a person something to watch out, it's going to happen. Some folks over here about a couple of weeks ago, they was having a little trouble. I said, if you don't watch out,
yeah,
in about 2 weeks' time, you'll hear about it.
Yeah.
It's all gone for them. They told me about it.
What happened?
They had a fight.
Yes.
You heard about it. I know
explode.
You did. You heard about it.
Anybody
order, else? Yeah, somebody right. That boy got shot.
Oh.
What was it, Brennan? Give me the high points.
Well, the father-in-law.
Yeah.
And the son-in-law was shooting at the father-in-law. He had no right.
Yeah.
But I'd shoot you too if you attempt to shoot at me.
Yeah.
And I ain't bothering you.
Yeah.
I was wondering the way I shoot the hammer wouldn't fall down.
Yeah.
Well, you know you ain't got no business doing that. The same thing I said this morning. When I went along that plot, you said, go home. I said, I ain't going nowhere. I'm going on the plot. I said, I just told him that 10 to the Dante before noontime.
Yeah.
I said, people don't be all the same way all the time.
Yeah.
I said, the bone on a different kind of moon. And I mean that. That's true.
Yeah.
If I tell you something, you watch that. It don't happen. I'm going to be back tomorrow. I ain't working no more today.
I wouldn't either. You know, it's
I'm gonna go home and I'll get the hair and come back and finish that.
It's too. You know,
it's
this
dry.
He gets well before he knows it.
No, it's hot.
Let me tell you, Burnett. Now, you know, I'm interested in this field up there,
mm-hmm.
but I'm interested in this muttonhead here more than I am that field.
That's right.
You see, he thinks he knows something about machinery,
mm-hmm.
and he don't know nothing.
Mm-hmm. You want to find him out?
That's what I want you up here for, where he can find out something.
No, I can't be here. I got to be out there.
Well,
I got to
I
go
mean.
Out there on the fly.
Well, I know what
I promised my cousin
yeah.
I'd be down here, and I don't like to tell nobody no lie.
Yeah.
I ain't going to fool with you.
Well,
that's
the
kind
I
of person
mean.
It is. I ain't going to fool with you if I'm going to be lying to you. I ain't going to fool with you.
Yeah.
That's right. I ain't going to fool with you if I got to lie to you. I ain't going to fool with you.
Yeah.
I ain't going to do that. You ain't no good to me if you don't have to lie to me.
Well, you see, he's already learned about it. I have too, you see.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know how much you know about that stuff.
But I don't think I can learn this time.
Yes.
I'm about to be out. I'm going to stand back and look at y'all over here. I'll come in here some of these days somewhere y'all be working at it.
Yeah.
What y'all going to do, roofing, buying some hay?
Huh?
But you gonna reaping buying something?
Yeah. They got rich, all this grass around.
Like Richard's doing over there.
And it's all going to waste, you see.
It sure is now. You can put that in safe for the cows.
Yes, or they'll eat it.
It might get colder than it was this. It wasn't cold this time.
Yes.
It's gonna get so cold till you can't do nothing.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing ain't busting no water pipe yet.
Yeah.
It didn't do it this last time.
You see, you got good boys, Burnett. They're all nice boys, aren't they?
I don't know about that. I could teach him up, but say they come out the gun, I don't know that. That's the kind of stuff I got.
Well, I know, but they're pretty nice boys.
I can't see that.
Well, maybe one or two of them act up a little bit every now and then.
Everybody, like I told this morning, I wasn't coming to. Everybody got their way. Us three of them ain't got the same conscience.
Yeah.
Everybody
yeah.
different, mother. I
yeah.
say that this morning. They still come out too.
Yeah.
That's what I, then I say it right here.
Yeah.
I know, doggone mother. I say that.
Yeah.
It'll come out too. Now tomorrow you might meet me wrong tomorrow, see. Alright, this guy down here, let me show you something my boy come out too.
Okay.
This guy come back down, you still right down on the corner right down there?
Yeah.
I come along with my tractor, the tire half flat. I cuss before I know it.
Yeah.
I said, excuse me the press, God damn it, I ain't got time to fuck around with this damn thing. Now I got to go home.
Yeah.
He said, you gonna do it? I said, no, I have to do it, you're gonna have to kill me.
Oh.
I said, dude, you have to kill me. And I drove right on. So you ain't got no sense. I said, I don't care if I ain't got no sense. I said, I ain't missing. I say more than I ain't going to cuss anybody. I said, I ain't fucking know you got no minutes now. So I'm going on. I said, you're going to have to kill me to make me stay here.
You know, if people ought to know when somebody flies off and leave them alone, don't they?
Look what I've done. You said, go take your track home. I just drive right on. Drive right on. The same thing I said this morning. I'd have been just like you was. The same thing I said this morning right there to the table.
That's right.
Same, my word come out true. But I tell you something, put your foot on it. I ain't joking, Mister. I ain't born the same kind of moon everybody's born. I ain't joking. I ain't born the same kind of moon everybody's born.
Well, you know, when do they learn things like that, Brother?
You look in that Bible. I told you that this morning. Look in your Bible.
Yeah.
He'll tell you about that. Different kind of person people born on.
You know,
how they be every. Not the same thing every day.
Not the same thing every day?
No, you ain't going to be the same thing every day. You read your Bible a little
Let
bit.
Let me tell you, you mm-hmm. learned a whole lot about that in MCC camps. You don't
know. Nah, they don't learn that kind of stuff. They learn about shooting somebody, killing somebody. They don't learn about that Bible. They learn how to be mean to people, but not to be good to people.
Yeah.
I know I learned that much, but I ain't going to do that away. Because I can't live like that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But you rubbed up against so many people there in
that
MCC
man,
camp.
Oh, my Lord. All kind of people. All kind of people.
All day long.
All day long. You got to either be rough like them. I ain't gonna be like them.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna be the right way.
Yeah.
I ain't gonna live. I can't live but once. That other. I'm gonna try to live good. I don't care how this other person act up. I ain't gonna act like him.
Well,
I can't get nothing out that bad way.
Yeah.
I can get something out that good way.
Is there some of them that's just rough for the hell of it?
Oh, they don't care. I'm going to give it that away. They don't care.
They just rather be rough.
They don't care rather be rough to be good.
Like that all the time?
Yeah, everybody ain't alike.
Yeah.
Everybody not alike. You better bet that somebody tomorrow, I'll be good today, tomorrow you might be finding me crooked.
Yeah.
That's right. Because you don't bone the same kind of money.
Well, ain't nobody...
That's true. Look in your Bible, you can find it. Look at your Bible, I know you got one.
Ain't nobody ever called you crooked.
No, ain't nobody ever called me crooked.
I never...
But you can't never tell when a person go wrong some of these days. Now look at that author make me wrong. Now, if you'd have been down in your house, what's the matter with him? Now, I ain't never seen nothing wrong with him.
Yeah.
The tire was flat on that thing. You going to make me plow his ground? I said, I ain't got time. I cussed before I know it.
Yeah.
You going to come in here and plow my ground? I said, no, son. So I ain't going to come in here. I said, Mama dead and come back. And I said, I know you ain't going to talk about her.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you're going to show tired if you talk about my mama dead.
Yeah.
I ain't joking. I mean that. You know, I'm going to jump right on me like a rattlesnake.
Yeah.
That's right. See, everybody ain't the same way every day.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. Therefore, that's my word come out true. Everybody the same word.
Well, now, look here. You see, you're dealing with the public all the time.
You have to try to be
all
good.
The time.
You have
see?
To be sound good.
Now, what's going to happen someday when them...
I'm going to turn out just like anybody else.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn out just like anybody
else. They're going to hit you the wrong day.
Yeah, I'm going to turn out just like somebody else. Like I just say this morning. I'm going to turn out the wrong day.
Yeah.
If they monk with me, I don't care which one of them, my boss man, tell my son, I said, give me my money, I'm going.
Yeah.
I done told him that one time.
Is that right?
He said, where the hell you going? I said, I'm going home. I can't hang up to him.
Yeah.
He said, no, you're going back. I'm driving the bus.
Yeah.
I walked out the door and come back. He handed me the keys. The brother get the bus and going back to dinner. Everybody had come. I said, I know the dude. I sat down and talked. It's like I'm telling you. I said, every day you ain't going to meet me the same. Like you ain't going to be the same every day.
Yeah.
I said, everybody born on the same, different kind of moon.
Yeah.
When you meet one day, they want to be another way. Sometimes they put it on their wife.
Yeah.
Me and my wife had an argument last night. That's what's going to put it out to the public.
Yeah.
It ain't going to be that. You got to see you born. that's kind of job that got to go.
But now... He handed you the key and told you to get back on the bus.
Mm-hmm. I didn't got back on the bus.
Yes. And that's the end of it.
I ain't here no more. Ain't nobody missing me no more. Ain't nobody bothering me no more.
Oh, they had one time they tangle with you and then
that's
they
right.
Know.
That's right. That's right. One time enough.
Yeah.
When they give me them keys, they don't bother me.
Well, that's the beauty
they
of it.
They tell me what to do, and I do that.
Yeah.
They tell me don't get off that road for nobody. Give him half a road, don't you get in the ditch.
Yeah.
If don't, I said, I'll take you around. If there's one man on the auto, I said, come on, let's go to game to the office. He said, no, I don't want, I said, come on, I don't want to argue with nobody. Come on, let's go to the office. I said, I'll drive the bus right up there to the door, go walk in and talk with him.
Yeah.
He wasn't good. I said, you take my word, you got to take my word. Come on, let's go to the office.
Yeah.
They told me to don't get on that road and get stuck. Give the people half the road. So don't, I stop, the most time I stop. I cut on that road. I don't tell
yeah.
you. I cut on that road.
Yeah.
I don't tell him I drive that bus there. I do.
Yeah.
That's the kind of fella I am. If what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it because I ain't going to lie.
Yeah.
It's too. I'm too big to lie. I'm going to tell it like it is. That's what I am. But then
somebody, a lot of this road here, somebody got to stop every now and then.
I didn't stop because they're going to keep a driving. Somebody got to get run into one another.
Yeah.
I didn't stop. I know that bus too big. He didn't run over somebody. That, like that man, I come out to the road, main road. He said, you run over me. I said, man, if I'd have run over you, it wouldn't have been no piece of you.
Yeah.
He turned the trailer over down in the middle of the road. See, I run into him.
Yeah.
The road patrol, I call the road patrol. The road come down and look.
Oh.
Brother, where you hit him at? I said, I even didn't get on the highway. He marked with his tape from the road where I turned way up the road. He's way over there and turned the doggone trailer in the middle of the road. I stayed right into the road patrol. I stayed there. He and him walked up the road, so you go on back to the house, but I need y'all to call. I ain't call me today.
Well, you tell me now.
You can't tell a lie and try to make something out of nothing.
You tell me now how these fellas handle that heavy equipment with a bottle of whiskey in the pocket.
I don't know. I can't. I don't know about the rest of them. I know what I can do myself.
Well, you know they'll wreck it.
I know
yeah.
I can't handle it. I don't even like to smell it.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I don't mess around nobody drinking. I say that before. Friday gone. I say that Friday gone. I don't forget their face.
Yeah.
I don't forget their face.
Yeah, but you
if
see,
I does, I couldn't drive that bus. You got to think and think right there. Don't be marked.
But you know, a lot of your friends, when Friday comes, that's where they head out to them
mm-hmm.
Jukes.
Mm-hmm.
And then
but see, I don't go to them kind of junk. That's them. I don't go to not me. I don't go there.
So
So you all out there by yourself, ain't you?
I'm over here by myself in the woods. Sometimes you see me, it's like you're sitting down there looking at the rail.
Yeah.
I'll get on my tracks, I'll get in the car, something like that.
Yeah.
But I don't have no buddy friends, buddies, nothing like that. I go by myself. You can tell this and tell the other, I go by myself.
Yeah.
That's where I go. When I go off, I go by myself. So like I'm working now, I make my own money. I don't have to spend nobody's money.
Yeah.
That's right. That's kind of what I am.
Well, now, you know, one reason you can drive that school bus is the people you work for stay off your back.
No, they don't bother me.
They don't worry you.
They don't bother me at all.
So you can go ahead
and... I can't drive if somebody be on my back. I wouldn't drive if they be on my back. Every time I turn around to this or that, or this or that, I couldn't drive because I'd say, yeah, the keys.
Yeah.
Give me another job.
Yeah.
I didn't sign to drive that bus. They come and got me to drive that bus. The man Dave, my boss man was Dave, come and got me.
Yeah.
That's right.
But every time you go out and work for the public, the first thing you know, you get tired.
Done something.
Yeah.
I done something. Therefore, I couldn't stand them people.
So, you know, that's the trouble over here at this service station, you see. You can't just go ahead and do your work. You got all that collecting to do.
Yeah. When people, I don't know about everybody can do it. When you owe a person, it's like you all kind of paying. You want the main stuff, you're spending
the
main
stuff. But I used to talk to that fellow over there, and he said the general attitude was to beat them as much as you can.
Beat them?
Yeah.
Who you think somebody, if you beat somebody, somebody going to beat you?
That's right.
I'm telling you, you have to die one day.
And
they have to tie you down that bed to die.
And he told me his...
You mean Mr. Bradley?
No, sir.
No, you don't know Mr. Bradley.
No, I missed him. Yeah. He died, Parker.
There's that place right over there.
Yeah.
He didn't want Pete to walk across his field.
No.
That's true. A colored lady come down that road one day, she told him to get off that mule. I'll whoop you before you hit the ground. He didn't get off that mule.
Is that right?
He didn't get off that mule, right down that road then. I'm never gonna get there. He told her to get off that, off his ground.
Yeah.
She said, you ain't got no so-and-so ground. It's God's ground. You just got barred ground. You just let that place I'm doing. I ain't got no ground. We just got him for a few days.
Yeah,
so you live. When you live,
right.
Somebody's gonna take it. That's right. I'm thinking
right.
Like it is.
That's
you
right.
Live here for a few days.
And then they ain't gonna plot the way
Ooh,
you want it.
What you talking about? What you talking about? No God. I was listening to that. He said, you on my so and so. You get off my house. I hear my cousin talking about, get out my house. You ain't got no house. Get out my house. I don't see nothing until I walk out the door. I don't need y'all. I don't like y'all. Then
yeah.
I walk out the door. Yeah. When you get through all and I walk back in, how you young cool down? Yeah, give me a drink of ice water. Give me a drink of ice water. And cool
down.
Cool off a little bit. I got an ice in there? No. I said, come on, give me a drink of ice water. I'll get up on another server because I know it ain't wrong.
Oh, shit.
I'm going to be like, y'all down. These people don't like me because I try to be right. I don't have much money.
You don't bother anybody, do you?
I don't bother someone. Well, last fight I had in the CC camp.
Oh, the CC camp?
Yeah, I had a
trouble
fight
there.
Yeah, a boy jumped around me and chunks of mud in my face, and I down in the could nail me and boy went. I jumped right straight in the neck. I didn't go behind his back, steal him. I jumped right in the front of his face. He, when he was meeting me, he didn't know what I got to do. I jumped right up on him, right down over in the could nail. I made a whip that he couldn't get both of us.
Just like a jet. Yeah.
Like a jet. He couldn't say I stole him. That man said, like a lieutenant said, did they have some steel? He said, no. He jumped right in the front of my face. Jumped right up on him. And I know he couldn't. I was slim, but like you, but I just said, it's like lightning. Turned him out of the water. Me and him both.
Yeah.
Shit, I wasn't killing him, but I started fighting. Didn't care if Nicodemus was there. But I don't get mad every time.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
But you learn more in that CC camp than you'd have learned in
a... boys don't know around here like I do. You know, been with them people just rough showing up.
Yeah.
Shit, see them guns like that and them 30s, them machine guns every day.
Yeah.
Every day.
And just itching to use them.
Who? That man, them some of them fellas love to pull that trigger.
Yeah.
Oh.
Just love to pull that trigger, them fellas do. Came out and shoot them trees down there. Well,
they just walk out and shoot? Just shoot?
No, they have a special place to shoot on a rifle.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They get them...
They get a kick out of that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they get a kick out of that.
They get a kick out of it.
Mm-hmm. Shooting. Well, that's probably not going to happen. Take me out. 4 miles
cold
and get me
water. Drink yourself some water before you go.
Mm. Let me spit this back up. Yeah, Jay.
That man ain't coming back with that thing?
No.
He ain't gonna come back today. I don't want to be back till tomorrow.
I don't know.
Too late now.
About 2 minutes
after. About 1 minute after. Folks, he ain't coming back till tomorrow.
That's a little bit late, Fun.
Yeah, he can come back to tomorrow.
Because he wants to quit the regular time himself.
He got to quit the regular time. They working in that structure. I mean, working public. Yeah. He's going to quit.
What kind of back did you chew? I didn't. You told me.
Brown
that.
Mule.
Oh, Brown Mule? I thought you said something else.
Don't drink too much. I'm drunk. I'm not going to see him.
Well, I'll tell you the truth. All
right.
I think if I had had a chance like you had to go to that CC camp, you see.
When you went to the Army, that would have been a better thing.
Yes. But hell, I was middle-aged when I went to the Army.
What you were, about 23, 4?
Oh, God knows. I was 35.
That wasn't so old. You're right, so you didn't learn.
See, I was too old.
That was right, you didn't learn.
Oh, at that age, you know, they think you're old men, that 35 in the Army, you know that.
You weren't too old, right? Yeah. If you gotta learn anything, you gotta learn it then, no more.
Yeah, but I learned it, but I learned the wrong things, at that age.
Well, one thing about a person learning what he wanna learn, but if you ain't gotta learn, then he ain't gotta learn. I don't care how much you send it. How much it go?
Yeah, but how old was you? 20?
About 19.
Yeah.
By 19.
And you was at 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Right at the right time.
Yeah. You went right in there.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I liked it and stayed a year and 6 months after that. I resigned again.
Mm-hmm. And there's nothing like it for your boys.
No, they didn't go.
There's never been anything since then like it, has it?
But the Army. My truck when I drive turned into the camp lane. Well, I went to camp lane about 15 years.
But the Army won't do the same thing.
Sure don't.
You see, you was out in the woods.
That's right.
Where's a 300 head. But
I mean 300 head. I ain't joking.
Yes.
Well, they ain't counting them in the mess hall now.
No.
About 30 in the mess hall, I mean, cooks. And the KPs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he hit it the right time.
Yeah, boy, today it's.
I tell you the truth.
Don't even have
to. I tell you the God truth. A heap of time, I say, long about 3 or 4 years. I wish I was back there. I wouldn't have to be right here. 3 or 4 years back, I wish I was there. I'd rather be up there to be around here.
You know, I get so fed up with this around here. I wish I'd just anywhere.
Be off for excusing that ride home. I'd rather be off to be ride home sometimes.
But then you tie it down.
You know, you combine that. You got to be there at a certain time. You
yeah.
can't go off when you want. That's one thing about that.
Yeah.
You can't go off. You got to get a leave to go sit to play. Like I'm gonna go, like when I go home, if I'm gonna go uptown, I don't have to ask nobody. If you go be there, you got to ask somebody. You got to find out where you're going. You got to be back 4 o'clock. You got to be there. That's right. So you put you out there on the rock pile, put you out there in anything, dig a stump, cut a tree down, anything.
Yeah.
They're going to call you. Starting that door. Some man going to be standing at that door, call your name, so-and-so with so-and-so. Something wrong with your bait, something wrong with your shoes, something wrong with your tie, something wrong with your shirt, something wrong with your pants, zip open. I got to get you out that line. You can't go and eat no supper.
Yeah.
That's time to call you.
Now, what's the longest that you can get away from home now? You can get away for a week?
About a week or something. I'm gonna try to stay off a week, you know.
That's the best you can do.
The best I can do now. The best I can do. I wanna stay off 1 week and don't go to that.
Well, you can't get that far in a week.
I'm not going to mine and come back. See what I mean.
Well, you've been down there.
I ain't been there since the year before. I didn't go last year. I went to go, but I didn't go.
I thought you'd going across the border.
I wanted to go, but I can't go.
Wouldn't it be a little different going down there across the border?
I just don't want to ride that plane.
Yeah.
planes, I hear they ride pretty good.
Some babies fall too much, though.
Oh, they do.
They just like the train. They have wrecks. About 3 weeks ago, a plane ran a mountain to them. About killed about 180 people.
Yes, yes.
You heard about that. You seen the newspaper.
Oh, yeah.
What you got to do? Plane no good, train no good. Oh. Car ain't no good. You can be driving good, somebody can run into you.
It's got so...
If you walk, you better get off the road.
Yeah. Yes, you have.
And if you don't, they'll run over. God knows they'll run over.
Oh, they will.
People run right over. I walk on the exit. Me and my granddad long years back. He's going to make an open. I've been talking to a man and dressed that man close my uncle's granddad's coat. If I had my pistol, I'd kill you.
That's
he,
right.
He said, if he had his gun, he's going to the lobby.
Yeah.
He belongs to the... I walk on this side, he's walking this side, and the dogs in British culture, I've seen that.
Used to be a lot of mean people, these white people.
Everybody don't mean now.
Somebody walking along the road, and they try to zip them.
That's what I know.
They
do that to now.
And Nicanope is one of the worst places.
They do that to now. They ain't like it used to be. It's good than used to be.
They good now, but you know how it used to be.
Oh, it used to be rough.
They'd see you going along there, and they'd...
Chunk balls at you, shoot at you, all kind of junk.
And they say that goes burn that out, zip him.
Yeah,
wouldn't they?
They do it. That's why I don't walk nowhere.
Well,
they don't care who you is.
How'd they get so mean about that over at Meganope?
I don't know. If I know. They get a mean place. Ready too. But they ain't no better there than now.
No, it's changed now, but they, who is that fella? They got a fella up here from Tampa who is an expert.
Who is that?
Don't you remember the he was a deputy over there for a long time.
Let me see.
Oh, he's mean. If you didn't get off the walk when he met you.
You ain't talking about,
what's his name? He died.
Duncan?
Yes.
He shot that boy.
He shot several boys.
He shot one boy, I know.
What was it?
Down at the mill, I think it was.
What happened? He wasn't doing anything.
By a dog or something, huh?
By another dog.
By a dog. I tell you, people shoot you now. But God knows it will.
But not like it did.
Not like it used to. Nothing like it used to now.
Well, you know, I...
They don't have no police there now, but them people from game will come down there. The road patrol and people come down there.
Yeah. But they don't bother you.
Not down there, they used to. Mm-hmm.
But this old fella Duncan, he was still living when I come down here.
He was.
He went in there at Buster's every now and then, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know much about him then.
Mm-hmm.
I've heard about him since then.
Mm-hmm.
And he was around there.
Yeah.
If you didn't get off the walk when he met you, I'm telling you, you remember.
Tough on
you. Now, what all did they do, Burnett? I mean, what all did he do? You had to...
That's all I know.
Yeah, you... He...
If you get out your place, they try to put you back in there, KSD, or do something to you. One thing about you, always treat me nice. You the police. I never had no... I bought a car from him.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Duncan?
But I tell you, too, I never had no problem with none of them police. None of them.
You mean Duncan?
Yeah, I bought a car from him.
Well, he's spitting your eye.
All right, he didn't spit in my eye, though. He don't spit in everybody's eye.
Well, how'd you manage?
I just bought the car from him. I told him on the car. He sold it. He brought it out to my